After her son, Nate, lost his life to the toxic drug supply, mom Tiffany Daniel shifted her grief to keep his memory alive. With the help of close friends, the Nate D. Foundation was quickly formed. We came up with the idea to start a foundation and raise funds and awareness to support individuals and families dealing with mental health and addiction, Daniel explained. Since then, the foundation has sponsored 9 people to attend trauma therapy in Thailand and many others to attend counseling locally. Daniel explained that the program in Thailand goes beyond the typical 12-step program and gets to the root cause of a person's addiction. Nate had been gifted a bed in a trauma therapy treatment center located in Thailand in 2019, and the life returned to his eyes, his mom recalled. The trauma therapy approach in Thailand helped Nate learn how to process memories and emotions that were triggers, she said. But when lockdowns and isolation-related restrictions were placed during the COVID-19 pandemic, Nate relapsed and passed away on January 28, 2021. To support others who are in similar situations, the foundation hosts a slow-pitch baseball tournament and celebrity fundraisers to fund its sponsorships and counseling support. Baseball was chosen because Nate grew up around the field with his mom. We thought a great way to raise funds to support individuals to attend trauma therapy treatment and do counseling locally would be a ball tournament, Daniel said. This year's tournament, held at Philip Jackman Park in Aldergrove on Saturday and Sunday, June 22 and 23, Daniel hopes to break last year's $19,830 raised funds, but totals were not available by press time. Through our fundraising, we strive to create a safe and supportive environment where individuals can find the help they need to thrive and survive, she added. We believe that every life is worth fighting for. Some friends were honoring Devin McGuire at the tournament, who ran a recovery house in Surrey who helped Nate several times. McGuire sadly passed away on May 4 this year. My son was lucky enough to be able to attend the recovery house, and Devin never said no to Nate, Daniel shared. Nate would be good, carry on with life, and then he could feel it starting, and Devin never said no, Nate always went back there. She said the support of the slow pitch community is like a second family, adding that the local and broader community have been very supportive, particularly Aldergrove where Nate had grown up. If anybody is struggling, reach out. We have resources, we have people we can connect them with. Anything, don't be afraid to ask for help. Across BC, so far this year 572 people have lost their lives due to the toxic drug crisis. Unregulated toxic drugs are the leading cause of death for people in BC between the ages of 10 and 59, killing more people in that age range than homicides, suicides, accidents, and disease combined. The drugs killing British Columbians usually include fentanyl, but by last year a cocktail of drugs was being detected in fatal cases.